What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning, and joining me in the studio this hour is Amanda Blackwell from Consumer Protection. Joins us to talk about, we've got a few things to get through. Good morning and welcome, Amanda.
Good morning, thank you for having me.
Nice to have someone from Consumer Protection in the studio. Normally we've been on the phone for the last few months, so it's great that you can come in.
It is excellent that we can be in here.
We've got some great topics to talk about. Firstly, we're going to be talking about, you've got a warning about flood damaged cars. Why would that be? Tell us about that.
So we're probably lucky enough in Western Australia not to have been affected in the way that the eastern states have been. But Consumer Protection is concerned about a tsunami of flood damaged cars heading our way. So with as many as 20,000 vehicles damaged in the Queensland and northern New South Wales floods recently, there are fears that many of these vehicles will be transported across to Western Australia and sold to unsuspecting buyers.
Yeah, very interesting. You wouldn't even think that, would you? As you were saying, I'm thinking, you wouldn't have even given that a thought.
No, and it's something 20, we really 000. Need to think about.
What sort of things should people be looking at?
So one of the issues with a flood damaged vehicle is that the electrical systems will definitely be affected, and there's also a risk that the corrosion issues will arise at a later stage. There may also be problems getting the vehicle registered in Western Australia, and insurance companies may also refuse to offer cover. So some pretty significant issues that can arise if the car is flood damaged.
How would you know, like, what should we be actually, if you're in the market for a car, a second-hand car, what should you be looking
and
at?
Look, like, I know a friend who accidentally bought one. They look pretty good if they're cleaned up. So there are a few things that you need to do to protect yourself.
Yeah.
So, and you need to ask about the vehicle's history, whether it's a car, truck, caravan, trailer, bus, motorcycle, all these types of vehicles mm-hmm. have been affected, firstly. Question the seller about the vehicle's history and specifically ask if it's been damaged by floodwaters or is a write-off. Motor vehicle dealers and auctioneers in WA don't have to voluntarily reveal that a car's been flood damaged, but they're required under the Australian consumer law to answer a question honestly if it has.
Does that get a bit murky to use a pun?
So, yeah, this is why, this is why it's the concept of ask lots of questions. Ask as many questions as you can.
Okay.
And they're required to answer those questions appropriately. Now, buying through a licensed dealer can also offer some warranty protection depending on the age and the mileage of the vehicle. There aren't as many any legal protections for consumers involved in private sales, so this is an area of greater risk and we have to be really careful.
So what would you do if you're looking, if you were looking to buy privately, what sort of things would you be looking out for?
So inspecting the vehicle, you've got to look for signs of water damage. So look in the glove box for a tide mark, look under the seat mountings for sign of water debris, open up the fuse box, see if there's debris there, lift seat covers, inspect the original fabric. No matter whether you're buying privately or through a dealer, you should always inspect the logbook and arrange for an independent qualified mechanic to check over the vehicle. There's also a smart move is to spend just $2 fee payable to search the Department of Transport's online registry of written off vehicles. And that's the Personal Property Securities Register. And there are also some commercial websites that offer car history reports, but they usually cost a bit more.
Yeah, okay. So there's lots. I mean, that's amazing. I would have never thought to investigate the glove box for a.
I know
for a tide mark.
So if you clean up your car,
there'd be a watermark there.
Yeah,
in the glove box.
You wouldn't think it, but
I would have never thought that. Some great tips there, and like you said, this doesn't take long. Doing some of those checks.
And if you do a check and a vehicle's deemed to be a statutory write-off, it can't be sold or registered. So can only be used for spare parts. If it's deemed to be a repairable write-off, it can only be registered and sold once it's repaired and passes a safety inspection. So you need to check all of these details, make sure the seller provides you with license papers and to confirm the ownership and the validity of the license as well.
Very interesting.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.